U.S. Senate candidates Kelly Ayotte and Maggie Hassan crisscrossed the state over the weekend, glad-handing voters and rallying the support they hope will get them over the line in an election that could decide the balance in the U.S. Senate. In a moment, we'll hear from NHPR's Casey McDermott, who spent the weekend with the Hassan campaign. But first, it's NHPR's Josh Rogers, who was with Kelly Ayotte.
Kelly Ayotte may arrive at campaign stops in a bus befitting a presidential candidate, and the total spending in this Senate race is now north of $100 million. But as she closes in on election day that could define her political career, Kelly Ayotte is playing it low-key and down home.
So I just wanted to say hi, and if you had any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them, but just introduce myself.
That was Ayotte at the Talk of the Town restaurant in Littleton. North Country voters have been a focus for Ayotte during her campaign's close, and as she worked the late breakfast crowd Saturday, Ayotte made frequent, almost sheepish references to the campaign ads that are now blanketing airwaves from Boston into Quebec.
Yeah, there's really awful ads, and they're not funded. They're not funded from here, I can assure you, from kind of these super PACs from out of state. So
Ayotte also softly but firmly urged voters to recognize much is at stake tomorrow.
Everyone's going to really matter in this. Kind of make a difference. Yeah, it's a close race, and you know, North Country could bring this home.
Sitting nearby, retiree Mary Ellen Karen, an independent who lives in Littleton, said she's pleased to have qualified candidates fighting to represent New Hampshire, but for her, the choice is straightforward.
They're two very strong women who work very hard at what they do, but she chose to run against Kelly Ayotte, and that's unfortunate.
140 miles southeast at the Throwback Brewery in Northampton yesterday, the mood was looser as pints of beer flowed. Kelly Ayotte was fresh from a 5K road race, which has been a staple of her campaign. Less the norm was that she was joined in the race and at the brewery by fellow Republican Chris Sununu. Yesterday marked the first time the two GOP candidates for statewide office have campaigned together. A half a dozen or so Republican activists stood against the wall watching as Ayotte and Sununu moved from table to table, mostly alone but occasionally as a duo.
I think the Republicans have really got to come together more as a team. The Democrats are excellent at that, and the Republicans better learn.
Joe Horvath is president of the Seacoast Republican Women, as she conferred with an Ayotte staffer to confirm that campaign signs would be delivered for local Republicans to hold outside polling places tomorrow. Horvath said she has no doubt Kelly Ayotte deserves re-election, but does worry it might not happen.
I think it's iffy. I think it's going to be very close. It's going to be a nail biter. We'll see.
We will. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers with the Ayotte campaign.
And I'm Casey McDermott with the Hassan campaign. Hassan split her time Saturday between shaking hands with voters, reminding them one last time to head to the polls on Tuesday, and rallying volunteers in crowded Democratic campaign offices.
So you will not feel alone as you go out or knock on doors. You should know that my 85-year-old mother has already done a couple of packets this morning.
Aside from her family, Hassan's had plenty of help this year from the Democrats' coordinated campaign. It's a concentrated effort between the state party and the Clinton campaign to boost candidates, including Hassan, all the way down the ticket. Hassan's also been the benefactor of political support from the likes of big-name advocacy groups like Planned Parenthood and Emily's List, which have singled out New Hampshire's Senate race as one of this year's most important.
It's not by accident that I'm closing out the 2016 campaign up here in New Hampshire trying to help you all win it.
That's Emily's List founder Ellen Malcolm, sending a few dozen volunteers to knock on doors in Derry Saturday afternoon.
Because I want this state to go for Hillary. I want this state to go for Maggie and Annie and Carol and the governor. And I think we can bring it home. But in my heart of hearts, I really, really hope you make sure that the United States Senate has Maggie Hassan in it next Congress. So thank you.
And Hassan welcomed the extra help, knowing that this contest, one of the most competitive and expensive of any in the nation, would likely come down to the wire.
We always knew this race was going to be close. So at the end of the day, my
focus is just in making sure that people understand what the clear choice is and what my opponent's Washington record has really been.
And like her opponent, Hassan tried to fit in FaceTime with voters at Dunkin' Donuts, diners, and market baskets all across the state.
Okay, I really want you to get in.
Well, we're working as hard as we can to make them.
So. Take a picture. Okay. Maggie Hassan for one.
As Hassan caught up with the breakfast crowds in Manchester on Sunday morning, one sentiment was almost universal, whether she was talking to supporters, undecideds, or people who readily told her they were backing her opponent.
So your big day is Tuesday?
Yeah, I think everybody's big day.
Oh, yeah. Finally we'll get it over.
Right. Yeah, I know, right?
We'll wait for
Tuesday. Oh, yeah.
Hassan, for her part, said she was ready for Tuesday to be over, too.
That is NHPR's Casey McDermott.